Hi, I... Ted?
Howard! Hey, buddy! How's it going out there? Everything okay?
Yeah, fine. Ted, I need to speak to Liz. Could you get...
Oh! Howard, excuse me, but your wife's cookies are out of this world.
What a... Who told you you can eat my cookies?
I'm just helping Liz out a little in the kitchen. She's making up a storm here.
Ted, I need to speak to my wife. So could you get her on the phone, please?
I think she's in the shower, Howard. Do you want me to go check?
No! I mean, no, that's fine. On your way out, just tell her we'll be a few minutes late, but she shouldn't worry.
Oh, she won't worry. I mean, I'm here and... Oh, these cookies!
I gotta get the recipe from Liz.
Put that cookie down! Now!
As a kid, the holidays were always my favorite time of the year. There's a ton of bomb food, the lights, decorations, the music, and we had a week or two where my ass was kept at home, which meant no school, and I got a chance to sit around and lose myself in whatever media I wanted to consume, which is essentially what we're here to do today. Welcome to the PMG Podcast's Winter Break, a small series where all of us on the show have picked a holiday movie from our childhood that means something to us and we talk about it. I'm your host, Marcel. Today our show is about Jingle All the Way, starring Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sinbad, Rita Hayworth, Phil Hartman, and Alonzo. You're the one that picked this movie, right?
Yes, I did pick this movie. When it comes to Christmas movies, I think of just, and you know, and to know, I have not seen this movie since probably like 2002 or something. Like, I honestly have only seen this movie once or twice, but it had such a impactful experience on me as a child that I literally was like, okay, if we need to rewatch a Christmas movie that I haven't seen in forever, it's got to be Jingle All the Way. And honestly, I if I'm being 100%, the idea of wanting to get like an action figure or something that's sold out is so perfect of a connection with what's going on right now with the whole PS5. That, and I just love Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I think the last time that I saw this movie was like on ABC Family when I was like a kid, before it was Freeform, and I used to see it all the time. I always wanted Turbo Man when I was a kid. Something about Arnold Schwarzenegger, whether it be his action movies that he's done, the comedy, the man's just, he commits to whatever role he's in. And I, you know, Twins, True Lies, Junior, for those of you who've seen that movie. There's like a love that I have for just seeing Arnold on screen.
Arnold on screen,
the
yeah.
dude's a clown.
I honestly have so much excitement for this movie. Like, I honestly, rewatching it, like I said, it's been so long since I've seen it. I just, like I said, I had such just positive memories of it in my head that I was like, okay, like, and I knew what it was about, but I just hadn't seen it in so long. The fact that this movie does some things in it that are amazing, are, it like blows my mind. And this movie was shot on film, insane, okay? It just blows my mind.
It's Christmas consumerism just gone bonkers. I never had to deal with that, to go and search for like a present or something, necessarily, because we have Amazon. And
No, we have, though. If you think about it, we have once. Nintendo Switch. Remember when that came out?
I pre-ordered that, bro.
Oh, okay, so you were one of the few. But I remember, that was the last time I had to do that. The last time I had to do that was when the Nintendo Switch came out, and I couldn't find any. And I had to search for, like, I went to, like, four different, like, Targets, and I finally found one, and only had, like, one of the colored one and one of the gray one. And I went with the colored one because, you know, it made it feel more like a toy to me. but that was probably the last time I had to go through that. And, I mean, even right now during the quarantine, the scarcity of the Nintendo Switch has actually been really, really high. I mean, almost every console actually has. Because people are just staying home, so they need something to do.
Can we also talk about the fact that Turbo Man is straight up Power Rangers?
Oh, my God.
I didn't watch Power Rangers as much as everyone else when they were a kid, but I love that inch, that opening, which is like, it shot so on point to like those early Power Rangers shows. I fucking loved it. It was cheesy as shit.
Yeah, Turbo Man crawled so that Iron Man could fly. It's really the amazing... What this movie set as precedent for superhero films, and that's all I have to say about that. You know, the level of impact that this movie had. Honestly, though, what actually I think something that really struck me about this movie, I'm not even gonna lie, is the commentary on consumerism. I you know, like, honestly, like, most Christmas movies just tend to be really, like, you know, fun filled and joyful and whatever. But this movie, I mean, not to give it too much credit, but it did have something to say a little bit during Sinbad's rant when he's like going out and on about the whole consumerism aspect. Honestly, too, the soundtrack in this movie really surprised me. Apparently, I guess there was actually two versions of this movie. There was two versions of this movie that were released. There was like a DVD version and then like a theatrical. And
there was there's the director's cut. Originally, it was called the Family Fun Edition because it was the one they put on TV. They added a few scenes here and there, which it was really the director's cut. They had Yeardley Smith, of all people.
The only unfortunate thing is that they lost a couple of songs in the soundtrack during the TV version, I guess.
I think I know which one. They didn't have Jingle All the Way, and they put the Christmas song when he was going through different stores and trying to like move around and everything like that. I found myself actually liking the director's cut a little more. A couple little just like gags and little fun little scenes here and there. I corrected when I found out there was actually like a second cut to the movie.
Yeah, I know, that's crazy. This movie would actually have two cuts. Yo, and Anakin's in this movie. That's
little crazy. Little Orphan Annie. Jake Lloyd. You know, it's sad when you think about like what actually, you know, what happened to the kid and the guy himself. But I don't know who was pushing for Jake Lloyd in a lot of these early 90s movies. He was kind of cute, but yeah, man, he's just
he was the Home Alone kid of the 90s. That's why.
Yeah, but Macaulay Culkin was really good.
Yeah. But I mean, as an adult, you know, I don't know about all that. But as a kid, I guess, yeah.
I mean, dude, he's cool as shit. He's just doing podcasts. He's hanging out with cool people. He's dating Brenda Song. He's doing his thing.
But no, like, Sinbad in this movie was hilarious. And what's weird is, like, a lot of this movie that came off very ridiculous had a lot of the similar tones that I feel like Super Trooper has, where a lot of the, elements that are supposed to be kind of taken serious, like the consumerism, are not only, like, kind of tackled in a serious way, but also very much played up. Like the scene where he's running after the ball, the little ball that he's trying to run up and down the stairs for.
Oh, when he's running around the mall.
Yeah, and then the little girl grabs it, and then when she puts it in her mouth, they're like, "Get off him, you pervert!" And then you're just like beating him. He's like, "I'm not the pervert." He's like, "I just want the ball."
It's slapstick. The 90s had just a very specific charm to them in that it knew what it was. Because we have Troy McClure as Ted in this movie with
Oh, he was such a douche.
I loved the shit out of his character. He played a douche so well.
Yeah, he played it.
Phil Hartman killed it in this movie. This is probably also one of his like last roles, actually, because the man tragically was murdered by his wife.
Wait, who? Oh, no way. Wait, what? Because he was killed by his wife?
So Phil Hartman, fantastic comedian, great actor. Obviously, seeing here is one of his like best known roles. He was shot in his sleep by his wife in 1998.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's just one of those like just sad.
That's stories. Crazy. Yeah, dude, wow. I thought that guy was still alive. Like honestly, because I remember seeing him so much stuff like randomly, you know, like throughout like I don't know, from what I remember when I was a kid. I just thought he had been one of those like, you know, actors that kind of fell off because he was big in the 90s. Because he was in Toy Soldiers, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love him in Toy Soldiers. He was a dad also, but like in Toy Soldiers, he was the shit.
There's a few good comedians in this movie. Like you mentioned Sinbad earlier. I love and hate him here because he's annoying as fuck and just so in your face that it's just like, if you were to come into like my store when I'm working, I'd be so pissed and I would not want to deal with you, but I don't have to deal with that. I can just watch you and you're just hilarious as shit in this movie and you're just playing the opposite to Schwarzenegger's straight man in this movie and I love it all. The whole premise of the movie is that Howard is a busy but neglectful father and he has to go grab this Turbo Man, the biggest action figure and just present in America at the time, and he has to go search for it. I don't necessarily remember having that be an issue when I was a kid because my mom was always on point with this shit and I never had to deal with that. But she probably has stories of like going and trying to find and sit through lines to get any little thing that I wanted, I guess, when I was a kid. But was there a specific toy or action figure or game or just presents that you wanted growing up that you just, it was your Turbo Man? Like you needed to have that.
Ooh, let me think about it. Damn, that's hard. I don't know. It'd be a mixture of things, to be honest. I know one example, I guess, could be, but because I remember they were kind of sold out everywhere, and I remember I did get some, but I remember when I wanted more, they didn't have them anymore, were the Burger King Pokemon balls. The ones that were the Pokeballs that would come with the card.
Yeah, and everything. I remember those.
Like those, obviously, you don't purchase in the line, but I remember those things were selling out like crazy out of every Burger King. And I did get one when I was a kid, like one or two of them. But I remember when later on I wanted more, because I wanted to get all of them, I couldn't because they just were always gone.
I think the closest thing that I have for myself would have been like, I remember when Revenge of the Sith came out, summer 2005. Shit came out, and I couldn't find a Anakin Skywalker, a General Grievous, or a Vader. Couldn't find them anywhere. And I remember it got to the point where it was at Christmas time, and I wanted them like mad. I wanted to collect get the entire collection of it all, and somehow I was able to get it. But I remember that was like the one thing that where it's like it just seemed like it was just like not on the shelves anywhere. Anytime I'm going to Target, Toys R Us, EB Games. Yeah, it was. They were always out of stock, and my mom managed to snag one for me that Christmas. But that's the closest thing I can think of.
You know, honestly, I think the only other thing I think when I was a kid that I think I really wanted, and I didn't get, or actually no, I did get, but it was something like a hot commodity for me were Hot Wheels, the orange tracks when they came out with the long orange tracks with the little,
I remember those.
Those things that would shoot the cars.
Yeah, those things were like all...
Those things were dope. And I still have my Hot Wheels collection.
I don't know if they still make those. I don't know if they... I want to say that they still do. I don't think so.
I feel like Hot Wheels went out of business or something, to be honest. I mean,
Hot Wheels still exists. They still exist. It's still present, but I remember those orange track, like those insane... winding, just like physics warping tracks that would go all around the room, basically. Yes. Is that what you're thinking of?
Yeah, exactly.
Those things were sick. I remember those.
Yeah, those things were super dope. And I remember I used to build like these crazy long things in the apartment when I was a kid. But I think those were what, like, always my favorite things, because I would just, every time I would get a new kit, I would just add it on. But I remember the first one, and actually, it's funny because I still have it. So there was this launcher where you would like click in the Hot Wheel and you click it, and then it would launch it. And then once you launched it down the ramp, I guess you would say the little motors that would push it through the car would continue to push them and make them faster and faster. And it was so funny because even as a kid, I felt like I was doing like engineering. Like you had to figure out how far you could make the track, or if you wanted to make a loop, how far you could make the loop so that way the car doesn't fly off. And it was just, or some cars couldn't go through because they were too heavy. I just remember doing that as a kid. And I remember the Hot Wheels were always kind of like a really hot commodity. I always wanted it. That was kind of maybe like a thing. Like, that's probably the only one I can remember, because the one thing that I will say, I was surprised twice, like kind of like with the whole Turbo Man thing. I was surprised when I got my Xbox 360, like that Christmas was dope. And when I got my PS1, actually, not even PS2, my PS1 was on Christmas. But I was too young to even ask for it. My sister asked for the PlayStation 1. So like that's how crazy that was. I just remember getting in. Obviously, we're kids, so we're both going to play it. But I just remember that. But it's like a different world, though, almost like peeking in. Like, it's such a nostalgic different world peeking into the movie, because how he has to go to like store to store and calling different places. And honestly, I mean, as much as people don't like scalpers, it is kind of a thing where if you really do want something nowadays, like there is an opportunity of always getting it. It's going to cost you more.
And you see that in this movie.
Yeah.
With the mall store Santa, played by Jim Belushi, of all people. This little sleazy Santa Claus with his elf offering a little side deal for him. And they bring him over to this warehouse with a bunch of other Santas. And they got this whole, like, Amazon sweat house thing going on.
I think it continues the commentary of, like, the consumerism. But also, like, you know, the idea of Santa and Christmas has been sold to everybody, obviously, like, oh, like, this is a beautiful thing, you know, for family and everything, right? But a lot of people always obviously concentrate on presents. And it's funny how, like, when they take them to the warehouse, it's like this behind the scenes where it's kind of like a dirty business. Like, you know, there's like people counting money on the table, and like, you know, there's like people, there's like Santa's drinking, and you know what I mean? Like, it's just so, like, they're fighting. Like, it's just so funny because it's almost like a peek behind this, like, I guess you would say, like, perfect, you know, Christmas ideal. And it's like, you know, it's obviously a lot dirtier and sketchy, and you know, a bunch of con men. But what's you know, it's really, because you know who the big snowman that chooses to choke him, you know who that is?
No,
that's Paul Wright. That's the Big Show from WWE. That's the Big Show.
What?
Yeah, it's the Big Show.
The giant Santa Claus?
The giant Santa Claus, yeah. Because I was like, oh my God.
The one that's like, oh, the dude that's like, I'm going to deck your halls. That dude?
Yeah, that's the Big
shit.
Show. Yeah, okay. And you know what's crazy? You know who also was in this movie? Mini-Me. Mini-Me was also a Santa. I always forget
the
actor's
name.
Was that Mini-Me?
Yeah. Brent Troyer, right?
Yeah, him. So we had the Big Show, we had Mini-Me, there's so many, it's crazy how many, like, names were in this movie, actually. Like, I wonder what the budget for this movie even was, because, like...
It was $60 million, good sir.
Yeah, I mean, that's crazy. I mean, that's not, like, obviously as much as, like, modern films today, but, I mean, I'm sure with inflation, I'm sure that's, you know, because that's almost 30 years ago now. It's only 20,
I'm pretty
like
sure a quarter of it went to Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, probably, honestly. This is the best I could put it. Christmas movies are like my lifetime movies. Where like I, as long as I just kind of, you know, just I feel something, and you know, they make me a little sad, a little happy. I'm kind of expecting a happy ending at the end. I feel like a lot of these movies are not just guilty pleasures, but they're feel good. You know what I mean? Like, the holidays is a time where I think for a lot of people it actually is a really hard time. The holidays become really difficult for a lot of people. So I think kind of being able to escape, I guess, you like legitimately escape in these kind of overly dumb, simple movies that are very obviously just, you know, kind of corny, really just help out, like, I think the idea of like what Christmas is supposed to be. And that's kind of like my idea, you know, like a lot of comedies are not that there isn't very good comedies, but a lot of comedies too are the same thing. It's like you just kind of take them for what they are, and you don't really like overanalyze them. You kind of, you know, if they make you laugh, they work.
Sure, it's like it's noise you put on in the background while you're like, you know, trimming the tree, or you know, you're just doing something and it's festive.
I was almost gonna pick Jack Frost with Michael Keaton, and that's another movie that's actually like a lot of people, you know, look down on, and people say it's a bad movie. But I'm not gonna lie, those emotions at near the end of that movie make me feel, you know. And with this movie kind of too, like I said, there's something just kind of charismatic about Arnold, and I think like a lot of people can contribute to that. And the fact that this is a very, you know, like the emotions are obviously helped with like a string here and there, but I don't know, like these movies are just fun. They're just fun Christmas movies that, as long as I can be entertained, and this movie's honestly pretty short, so like it wraps up really quick. It doesn't overstay its welcome, and I think that's how mostly all Christmas movies should be. There's only like, I only have like one or two exceptions for Christmas movies that I think are like actually really good.
No, I feel I'm on that same wavelength where I'm very picky on what I like to see during the season. That being said, if you just get me right in the nostalgia, or I just caught that train, like this one, it's fun. It knows what it is. It's having fun with it, and I take no issue or offense to anything of it.
And also, I think this movie says something too, which I think helps it a little bit. I mean, it's not like overshooting. This is not like, you know, The Artist, or, you know, The Witch, or anything, you know, something like super heavy tone. Like, obviously the tones of consumerism are like super obvious, and like it's not done heavy handed wise, but it's also not done like, you know, like they're trying to be highbrow about it or anything. So that's another reason why I think I like this movie, is like it really picks a sort of a message, or maybe like a tone that it wants to do. And obviously they kind of cement that with like at the end or near the end, you know, like with what happens with the son and the dad.
I mean, it goes back from the beginning, because I watched this movie twice. I watched both versions of the movie. There's little tones here and there, even on like a small level. Directors just they're setting things up. They're doing what they can to kind of like just at least, regardless of it being just a kitschy little kids movie, they're trying. Down to like Turbo Man, his little catchphrase, "You can always count on me." What isn't Howard? Reliable. And then at the end, when we get to the point where him and Sinbad are just running around the entire city trying to find that that Turbo Man, they go to the point where they go into a radio station, and there's a bomb scare, then there's an actual bomb, and then he goes to the, I think it's called the entertainment parade, and we get it. That's the moment. That's when the turbo time hits, and that's when he gets confused for the actor who is playing Turbo Man on the parade and gets suited up. That's honestly my favorite part of the fucking movie.
There's so many elements of this movie that I think I actually like. I find really enjoyable. Like, I find even from the opening, because I like almost all the characters. I like Arnold Schwarzenegger just by default because he's Arnold Schwarzenegger. The mom probably gets the least amount of, like, you know, footage or coverage, you know, because she's very much just a single tone, like, I'm mom character and I'm the wife, you know.
Rita Hayworth has, granted, she doesn't do a bad job. To be fair, she's not, well, she's doing, I mean, like, what the writers give her, which they, you know, the script doesn't really give her, like, that much time. She just has to deal with, like, Ted being annoying and, like, his advances. Which, yeah. I mean, that's the thing. My guy's like, you know, every now and then when Ted will just, like, try to, like, give her a nog or try to, like, just grab her shoulder or something like that, I'm just like, yeah, she'll just give, like, this just subtle, just
uncomfortable really
look, like, yeah. this dude, like, it's just subtle touches. Because I do like Rita Hayworth as an actress. I've seen her in, like, several things here and there.
Everybody just did, I think, a good enough job portraying a character that you can kind of get behind. There was not much overreaching in this movie that I feel like a lot of... Also, real quick, was the reindeer CGI or animatronic? Because honestly, like, there's times where I'm like, this doesn't look... I mean, it looks sometimes horrible.
No, dude, I thought the same thing, too.
And then other times I'm like, this looks not... I mean, it looks bad, but, like, in a way where it's real. So I'm like, is this real? Or is this CGI? Because I have no idea. And I mean, honestly, like, either way, I got the idea across. But it was, I mean, this movie definitely feels like there's, like, a lot of cartoon moments where something just kind of happens. Like, in like, Looney Tunes, where somebody walks through a construction field and they're dodging all these, like, hazards. And it was, like, the same thing. Like, it's going through here and over there. And just
so I'm funny. Not sure if that reindeer was CGI or not. Probably was, for all I know. I definitely had that same thought where I was just like, this is a little uncanny valley for me.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I do agree that it was definitely, like I said earlier, it was slapstick. Looney Tunes is a direct comparison to it, because it's like just, it's just so self-aware at times. The angles, the timing of everything, it's done so well.
It's such a fun time, and I was honestly pleasantly surprised by how much fun I was having watching the movie. Like, because every scene felt like something was happening, which I like. That's always the one thing I will say about any movie that's like this, like where it's not very, you know, shooting for the stars when it comes to their plot or anything. As long as you keep it entertaining throughout the whole movie, I feel like we're all right. You know what I mean? Like, as long as I'm having fun throughout the movie, then I think, like, it's worth its stay. That's what I'm saying, was like this movie, I think, does have enough elements to pass. It's just like, you know, a TV movie, but also I think, like I said, it does try in aspects, and honestly, I think overall this movie isn't badly directed, because I think the pacing of it is actually pretty decent. Like, the writing obviously is kind of like a hit or miss depending if you like this kind of corny style of, like, filmmaking, you know. But I think, honestly, I will say, I think Sinbad probably peaks here when he dresses up as the villain. Like, his performance goes through the roof of, like, when he's overacting as the villain. It's amazing.
The entirety of that whole parade is everything to me. Down to, like, the minions, the news reporter is saying, like, it might be the end of civilization as we know it. I'm like, this...
Yeah, it's so like self-aware in a way that's hilarious. I don't know, like,
you really see this in
kids movies.
Whenever you want to be self-aware, but if you can't, it's gonna just make the journey a little bit harder. And it could just be the nostalgia just covering my eyes. But, you know, it's as a TV movie, because this is what it would essentially is and what it would essentially be as they go. It's pretty good.
Honestly, also, Arnold Schwarzenegger's flying around as Turbo Man. You know, not the worst CG I've ever seen.
There's some bad ones in there, but, like, there was a bit of it where when it was actually, okay, now we're going to actually have him flying. If they're just moving him around here and there, like, jerking him around, that's where I'm like, all right, this is, like, you know, this could be better.
Yeah, like, it's, but, this movie's a good time. I think if you haven't seen this movie, it's definitely something that I think is worth the watch. You know, it's been so long since I've seen it, and I, you know, like I said, the last thing time I saw it was I was, like, a kid. And I mean, I kind of have nostalgia for it, but not in a way where I really remember the movie. More nostalgia is just, like, because I love Arnold. And like I said, rewatching it, it really did make me have a good time. Like, I had such a fun time watching this movie, and I wasn't bored once. And I think that's all you can really ask for in a Christmas movie. It gives you a little bit of feels. It gives you a little bit of a joy. And as long as it's around a Christmas tree, I think that's it checks all the boxes for me.
If you hadn't picked it, I probably wouldn't have seen this. I think I might have, like, probably, like, glanced it on TV, when it's like just playing there, here and there, and then just flipped the channel or just walked around in the other room. But no, dude, it was good. I'm happy. It's, I think I've stated as much as I can about this movie. It's self-aware. It knows what it, it's funny as hell. And it's a good time, and it brings it back to my childhood, which around this time of the year, it's about as much as you could ask for a movie. On a bare minimum, on a bare minimum level, when we're going to this like cutting room floor, like corny, self-aware, kind of bad, but also kind of really good.
Yeah, kind of wholesome. Kind of wholesome, honestly. Yeah, but I'm saying, right? Turbo Man crawled so that Iron Man could fly, right? Like, you know, right now.
Yeah, you heard it here first. It was a good time. But I think that we've said about as much as we can about this movie. If this is your first show, welcome. You can follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, where we have a various amount of shows ranging from anything from Halloween Horror Month shows, where we talk about horror movies. We just did two shows talking about our short film, Dear Hearts and Gentle People, and the process of making a short film. You can also follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Pretty Much Geek. Alonzo, thank you for joining me. I appreciate you for choosing this movie, and I appreciate you for joining me as well.
Of course.
And this has been your host, Marcelo Delgado. Until next week, for everything else important, newsworthy, and pretty much geek, we'll have it covered all under our radar. Thank you guys for listening.
Happy holidays.